Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and your blessings over others, instead of cursing yourself and those around you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Are the Odds Against You?
Speak the Word.
Saints, the Lord says that, you know, that we're not of this world. Really, we're not. We're not of this world. We're only passing through. And you know, and some time is shorter than others, but we're all passing through. And it's just out of, you know, we live in a house, and so we do what we can to keep our house up, and our spirit never gets old. It's going to be the same when it leaves our body, is that it's just going to leave that old empty house and go be with the Lord, same as when you move out of your house. You don't, the house is just, there's nothing there. You know, we go to funerals with people, but there's nothing there but the old house. You know, that the person's not there anymore. The Lord came back and said to Gideon, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. Of course, we know that Gideon did go on, and with God's help, he won many battles. Hallelujah. And I did go on as the Lord told me to, and I conquered a lot of giants and made a lot of things happen through the things that the Lord would give me. And so we all can, we all can. And I'm still trying to do things that the Lord's given me to do. The Lord tells us in His Word that we're more than conquerors, more than overcomers, and can do all things through Him who strengthens us. But we say, Lord, I can't do that. I don't have the money for that. I don't have the education. What will people think if I were to do that? In other words, it's I don't. But the Word says, if you're born of God, according to 1 John 5:4, He said, you can, for the Word says, for whatever is born of God is victorious over the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Yes. Verse 5 said, who is it that is victorious over the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, who trusts in and relies on that fact? Those are the ones that are victorious. The fact is that Jesus Christ Himself lives in me and you, and that my friend changes everything. It changes everything. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, the Apostle Paul asked the Corinthian believers a question. Or do you not realize yourselves, Paul said, that Christ Jesus is in you? You know, Paul was asking the Corinthians that. Just like the Corinthians, we believers today need to realize this fact about ourselves. As I was just saying, we need to realize that Jesus is not on the outside of us, but Jesus is on the inside of us. And it's amazing that what we can do if we try. We got to try. We got to get outside of our comfort zone and get outside of our little box and see what we can do. I really want to try to do more than what I've been doing. I really do. Christ isn't outside of us as some kind of a helper. The Holy Spirit's our helper. In our time of need, He actually lives in us and is with us all the time. Amen. And He did send the Holy Spirit to be our helper and our teacher and our comforter. Praise God. Are you listening? When you have the foundation of God's Word under you, under your belt, you can stand your ground against any of Satan's attacks. Saints, my greatest prayer this coming year is that our brothers and sisters in Christ will wake up. That is my greatest prayer. When you get the Word of God firmly fixed in your heart and your mind, you can use it against the devil. You know, if we don't wake up, we're going to be overcome. It's happening all the time. You know, you only have to just look around. It amazes me the way that Satan does things. You know, he uses things that our Lord uses, you know, like the rainbow. You know, the gay, and I don't know what you call the letters on that. But anyway, they use the rainbow, and that's an abomination, because they're using it out of disrespect for a Lord, and that is an abomination. Anytime you're doing things like that is an abomination against God. I don't care how many laws you pass. God's already passed a law, and no other law can overcome that one. And it's like this person said they didn't believe in God. And I thought, well, he'll find out soon enough. You know, he said that he did not believe there was a God. And I thought, well, he'll find out. But I hope he changes his mind. The Word of God becomes your equalizer. And I want you to pay attention to this. You know, I used to watch this series on TV. It was back in 1985 through 89. It was called The Equalizer. Maybe some of you in here might have seen the program. It was about a man who at one time was a highly trained operative in the government, and he was now retired. However, he had set himself up to help those that couldn't help themselves, the ones that the odds were against, or you might say the ones that were outnumbered. Saints, do you ever feel, like I asked before, that you're outnumbered or overwhelmed by what's going on around you? Sometimes I do. I see some things on my iPad, or I don't see too much on TV, even on the Christian TV. I was watching a few things the other night on the Victory News. I was watching that and for just a few minutes, and I had to turn it off because I just kept feeling waves of nausea. And David had to pray over me, and a few minutes, the nausea was gone. But it just makes me sick just listening to it. So it's beyond me how people can sit and watch this off and on all day long. You know, they get the morning news, the afternoon news, and the evening news, the night news. And that's not even the Christian news, and the Christian news is bad enough, but the other is even worse. It's like nobody has any respect for anything or anybody. You know, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats or whatever, they're all fighting against each other, and it is vicious. It's just vicious. There's no right between any of them, because you can't win anything that way. You can't win by putting somebody else down. You know, like I said, you know, it'd be good to get somebody in there that's kind of in between, that's more balanced in there. You can't have this one, you can't have that one, because this one's too far that way and that one's too far that way. You need somebody that's balanced in there. And I pray to the good Lord that that happens. It says that either way, the person would contact the equalizer from an ad he had run in the papers. I think the ad read something like, "Are the odds against you?" And once the person contacted him, he would put that person in a safe place while he went about taking care of the threat that was against the person. And you might say, evening out the odds. Well, brothers and sisters, that's exactly what the Word of God does for us. It becomes an equalizer. Hallelujah. God also puts us in a safe place. Two saints, he said, only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. And he said, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, praise the Lord, in Psalms 91, 8 through 9. I hope you're hearing me. You know, the word equalizer means a person or thing that equalizes, especially a device to counterbalance opposing forces. The slang definition means a weapon as a pistol, a blackjack, or a switchblade. Saints, I pray you're getting the picture that I'm trying to paint for you, for they say that a picture is worth a thousand words. And I want so desperately to help you to see that you have been equipped to stand up against the enemy, the devil, and his demonic forces. God's word will counterbalance, counterweight, or equalize anything you need for it to do. And it will surely put the odds on your side, on our side. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe, and I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.